When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Inga Sokosibia, the editor of Africa.com, joins us on the line now to talk about some innovation coming out of this African continent in response to COVID-19. Soko, lovely to have you back on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa and your listeners.
We're not counting one, but three sets of innovations made by young Africans to fight COVID-19. Number one is?
So this is a countdown because we did a webinar where we actually were showcasing brilliant innovations against COVID-19. So number one is a young guy in Butterworth called Aya Dlovo, who's come up with a creation called African Creative. And what this is basically a platform for creatives to collaborate, come together, produce music, art, poetry, whatever creatives or artists do in order to fight mental health. I think the mental health question is something that a lot of people, sometimes miss when it comes to COVID-19. We all know that music and art, theater, performing arts is what actually soothes us when we're going through trouble. So he came up with a platform where various artists can come together and create pieces, works, songs that can help people during this stressful time.
And of course, the advantage to that is that, one, you are providing a creative product that we can use to address some of the anxieties that we are living with in response to COVID-19. But also, and equally importantly, you're creating work for artists who are otherwise sitting at home doing absolutely nothing and not earning an income.
Exactly. And, things are changing and we need to also change with the times. Virtual concerts, virtual art galleries, everything is going virtual these days. And this is a time where artists can expand and meet new markets. Where it used to be perhaps you do a gallery and a few people come through, now virtually you can actually meet more people that you might have never touched before. And this is what this platform creates.
For number two, we're going to Cote d'Ivoire.
Yes. So Dele is a lady who's come up with a health product called Maison. And what this does, it basically connects health workers to patients. The importance about this, especially for home care, the importance about this is that many people, especially in the informal sector, do not have access to health care in Cote d'Ivoire. And I don't think it's just Cote d'Ivoire. It's all over the continent, especially people in the informal sector. They can't afford it. And when COVID-19, you don't want people going to health facilities for things that can be treated at home, for example, like chronic medication, simple things like perhaps post-surgery bandages. And what she has created is that now health workers can keep a database of patients who need services that don't require them to be at hospital, so that you can keep the admissions ward just for people who need to come through for COVID-19 and testing, for example. And then they can go to them at home and deliver these services. So she has made sure that it's actually much cheaper. Almost the platform is free, but the services are making sure that they are able to connect to health practitioners in their own network or in their own communities who are able to deliver these services.
And then for number three, we stay in the space of healthcare, don't we?
Yes, and this is a team called Epion, which is the Greek goddess of soothing. That's where their name comes from. And they operate within South Africa and Zimbabwe. They've actually got a pilot project that started in Soweto, where they rolled out this this innovation of theirs. But it got cut because, things just rolled so quickly with regards to the response to COVID-19 that, other things took precedent. But what this does is a whole blockchain of services, the whole value chain in terms of, how do you track people, especially the medical history. They are trying to solve a problem where somebody goes to the hospital with a certain ailment, for example, but there's no medical history about them. So their platform creates that medical history where a doctor can get all your records. If, for example, you're referred to another hospital, you know, that information is already there. You don't have to start all over again trying to explain what is wrong with you. And it just creates that whole value chain in terms of making sure that should you not be able to speak, for example, when you get to a hospital, it's easy for a doctor or a health worker just to scan a QR code and they have your whole medical history already at hand.
That's a wonderful solution, Soko. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Soko Sibiya, the editor of Africa.com. Brilliant African innovations against COVID-19 is a topic that was discussed in Crisis Management for African Business Leaders, one of the series of webinars that you can find on the website. And these brilliant innovations really sought to unearth solutions created by young people that illustrate the continent's silver lining in this crisis.